My Story, an autobiography of a homosexual Christian by Derek Michael Shaw. Episode 6, Jenny. Chapter 3, Wheaton College. Why did I apply to Wheaton? While I knew it was a good school, I primarily did it for my parents. They knew about Wheaton and wanted one of their children to go there. And I was the son that did what his parents wanted, because I wanted to keep the family happy. I was happy when the people around me were happy, and if they were sad, mad, or frustrated, I would be very uneasy and anxious. I would want nothing more than to fix it, usually by trying to meet the other person's needs and or wants. There are two reasons for why I think I behaved this way. First, I believe in birth order theories. I am the middle child, number 3 of 5. Online, they are described as agreeable, diplomatic, and compromising, and they handle disappointment well. Second, I have a secure, anxious attachment style. I get anxious around conflict and try to do my best to de-escalate the situation. Most often that would be by crying and getting overwhelmed by emotion, or by just letting the other person get what they wanted. So the behavior was reinforced in me over and over throughout the years. And while I feel that I do handle disappointment better than others, I am still hurt by disappointment. My parents cried when they dropped me off at Wheaton. I think I did a little too, but initially I was excited. However, during the first week I was there, I found out I was on the naked floor, Fisher 3 East. Then I became worried. Suddenly, I was seeing penises day or night. The first all-floor meeting, all the 3 East sophomores came in naked. The floor would occasionally do naked raids, which involved running through another guy's floor late at night, pounding on the doors and waking them up. There was also naked upside-down tag, which involved doing a handstand nude in front of another person's door. After knocking on the door with your foot, the other person was tagged when they saw you. If tagged, they had to go tag someone else. I was one of the only freshmen who didn't participate in any of the nudity throughout the school year, because I was too worried I might get hard or that someone would catch me staring. I felt very uncomfortable with it. Luckily, I never felt pressured to join in the activities. During freshman year, I also met a girl named Jenny. She quickly became a good friend. We enjoyed each other's company and soon started to spend some time together. By late fall, guys on my floor started to ask me when I was going to ask her out. They said she looked cute and I should go for it. I thought it sounded like a good idea, so I asked her out sometime in the spring semester. Not because I was sexually attracted to her, but because the people around me convinced me it was a good idea. Get her before someone else did. Plus, I thought maybe, just maybe, this is how I would develop physical and sexual attraction for a woman. So I asked her out and got turned down. But I felt I still had a chance because Jenny, like many freshman women at Wheaton, had committed not to date her freshman year, or as some said, they were dating Jesus. She said she liked me and we could see about dating the next year. So I went home for the summer with some hope for my sophomore year. Megan was back in Billings for the summer as well, so we hung out, talked, watched movies, got a group of friends together for dancing lessons, and we would go to the Elks Club to dance to swing music. All this time, I was still masturbating to stories of guys masturbating in circle jerks or on sleepovers, but somehow I still wasn't worried. I had a girl waiting for me, right? Sophomore year was a whirlwind. I was taking 18 credits, working a few hours a week at a local church for spending money, playing intramural sports, and I kept hanging out with Jenny. We had talked early on in the semester about dating again, but she said she still didn't feel ready. It wasn't me. She did open up about some of her story, and I understood she needed more time, so I waited, and waited, and waited. Spring semester, Jenny actually gave me up for Lent. What is Lent? Well, it is the 40 days preceding Easter where Christians give up something in order to focus more on God. In Catholicism, they give up meat, although some Protestant Christians also embrace the Lenten season. I've personally known people to give up chocolate, sugar, ice cream, TV, internet, social media, and alcohol. As far as I know, though, I'm the only person that has ever been given up for Lent. I'm sure there must be a few others out there, but so far, I haven't found them. If you have also been given up for Lent, I would love to speak to you about it. Please get in contact with me and share your story. But as it stands, being given up for Lent is pretty weird. I remember Jenny coming up to me and taking a few minutes to muster up the courage to speak. When she did, she told me that she was giving me up for Lent. More incredibly, she said God had told her to do it. That seemed a little far-fetched to me, but I was willing to do this for her. I cared for her deeply and wanted the best for her. So, what did giving me up for Lent entail? Simple. I didn't speak to her for 6 weeks. We still saw each other occasionally, as we had classes together and the same group of friends, but we had no individual contact. And I had no idea of her motivations or reasons besides, God told me to do this. I personally thought God was being very unfair, but who was I to argue with God? All throughout sophomore year, I was emailing my friend Catherine every week about various issues in my life. Really, they were a form of journaling for me. Most of those emails mentioned Jenny, and here is one such email, written a week after the Lenten season started. This is what it feels like to be given up for Lent. Next time on My Story, what it feels like to be given up for Lent.